Okay, continuation POL here. The PO he's just all of a sudden here on Earth, right? That's in a story. It kind of wham. We don't follow exactly how it happened because we're following Aina. And she goes down to that shoreline and meets Mahavishnu and all of that, goes that way, dives down into that ocean. And there you go. She is in Bhuvarloka. And meets Katkar. That's a quick one, right? Now, we could make it either so that she rather finds herself walking down the mountain there, first meeting those great sages, and we have the whole creation story there of the Bhagavatam, basically. Maybe that's a better one, I don't know. Or maybe we make both, that she lands on top of that mountain and she meets Brahma. That's a cool one, actually. This fantastic place. And Brahma, you know, this guy there with the ruler, they sitting on a lotus on top of it all. And the lotus just extends throughout as far as you can see. And there are all these people there. Other gods sitting in the eight directions. They each have their mansions. You go in there. If it's a house, I don't know, you could just make it a nice area there, like a park. And you're sitting there and you have people around. And this makes up a world, a beautiful landscape. And she's looking for her man. I say, oh, he's not here. He was here. A very nice man, but I wonder if he really knew what he was getting himself into. He said he was going to Shadowland. Does he even know what that is? Are you his wife? Oh, I would not recommend you to go down there. That kind of talk, and she goes, okay, but it's that direction, and she follows the path there, and as she goes down there, this pearly road that it really is, the path of love, made of all these different jewels. The jewels, they just, I don't know if you can show this, but if you think of a path in a park or something, where the walking path is made not of little grain of sand made of brownish stones or grayish, but each one of them is a jewel, ruby, emerald, so on. But then when she starts off in Cow Island, these are completely brilliant. But then as she comes down that mountain, you know, up there also, the first place she comes, it's about the same. But then as she goes down, very subtly they fade a little, if we can show that somehow. Maybe she realizes it, feels it, after going down a bit. So we could also follow her that way. And the whole first book could be about that, really. And end with her coming to that bridge, which is then broken. And then on the way, all kinds of wonderful things can happen. She can meet Cat Girl, Cat Lady, who's then, you know, the one being worshipped by the old Egyptians as a goddess, who's also from Cow Island. Well, why don't you go back there? Well, seems I got something to do here. It kind of grows on you, this place. There's something charming about it. And there are many needing help here. So that's why I'm here. She has that kind of explanation. And we can introduce any sidekicks here also for Aina. Sidekicks are good, right? Animal over there, we already have those two black and white birds for Onni. And this way it can go on. Wow, thank you. And in this way too, it can really go on. I mean, we could think of it as a serious on some video channel or something somewhere.